From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron, who wrapped up a U.S. visit this week, has said he believes U.S. President Donald Trump will pull the United States out of the Iran nuclear agreement. But U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is not supporting that narrative.
Senator, I can assure you there has been no decision made on any withdrawal from JCPOA. The discussions are ongoing in the National Security Staff and those of us who are charged with that responsibility of giving the president advice. And it's going on today as we speak.
Mattis added that the United States recognizes the nuclear pact was an imperfect arms control agreement. U.S. President Trump faces a May 12th deadline on whether or not to impose some of the economic sanctions that were lifted on Iran in exchange for limits on the country's nuclear development. The Senate has narrowly confirmed Mike Pompeo to be Secretary of State.
It was one of the slimmest margins in recent history for somebody nominated as the nation's top diplomat.
The yeas are 57, the nays are 42.
Since the Carter administration, every Secretary of State nominee had gotten at least 85 yes votes, except one, Rex Tillerson, whom Pompeo will replace. He is expected to guide the administration's foreign policy more to the right while facing a long list of pressing issues, including a decision on the Iran nuclear deal and the president's upcoming summit with North Korea's leader. Pompeo's jumping right in. He is expected at a NATO summit in Europe. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Thursday approved a bipartisan bill that would protect from arbitrary dismissal the special counsel was currently investigating Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. This is VOA News. Final preparations are underway for Friday's historic third summit between the leaders of North and South Korea.
South Korea's leader Moon Jae-in flew into the DMZ by helicopter on Thursday, where officials say he'll greet Kim Jong-un as he crosses the border from the north. Kim will walk over under tight security on Friday morning, the first time a North Korean leader has entered the South's territory since the Korean War. South Korean honor guards will then escort the two to a welcome ceremony held at the truce village called Panmunjom within the demilitarized zone. That's according to an agenda South Korea detailed on the eve of the historic meeting. The two leaders will have lunch after their first session and then plant a tree together using soil from two mountains on either side of the border.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Thursday defended his decision not to appoint a second special prosecutor to investigate Republicans' concerns about the FBI by noting that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe had already taken on a life of its own. Speaking to a U.S. House Appropriations panel during a routine budget hearing, Sessions told lawmakers the Justice Department needed to be disciplined and stay within our classical procedure and rules before rushing to hire more special counsel. The White House physician, Rear Admiral Ronnie Jackson, has dropped his bid to head the country's Veterans Affairs Agency as lawmakers probed allegations of professional misconduct and excessive drinking. As he withdrew, Jackson described the attacks on him as false allegations, but said that they had become a distraction to President Trump's efforts to improve health care for U.S. veterans. Mr. Trump, in an interview on his favorite news talk show, Fox and Friends, continued to defend Jackson, his personal physician, saying he runs a fantastic operation. Mr. Trump blamed Senator John Tester, Montana Democrat, for the demise of Jackson's nomination to the cabinet position to oversee a department that serves 13 million U.S. veterans and has 377,000 employees. Tester said Wednesday that 20 current and former members of the military familiar with Jackson's office has told lawmakers he drank on the job, oversaw a toxic work environment, and handed out drug prescriptions with little consideration of a patient's medical background. A high court in Pakistan has removed and debarred the country's foreign minister from holding public office for life for concealing his foreign assets. The verdict announced Thursday against deposed Foreign Minister Asif came 9 months after a landmark Supreme Court ruling that ousted a former prime minister on similar grounds. A three-judge panel of the Islamabad High Court unanimously found Asif guilty of hiding his employment contract with a United Arab Emirates-based company for which he was receiving a large salary. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.